Welcome to The Forum, the program that educates, motivates, and advocates on behalf of our listeners. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare, and we have a full house in the studio today. Robert Johnson, the czar of Peoria Soul Fest, always a pleasure to see him, the president of the Peoria Park District Board. And he is joined by the husband and wife dynamic gospel duo of Milton and Kayla Boyce. They're here to talk about the Gospel Fest portion of Soul Fest, which is coming up this weekend. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So, Robert, I'm going to start with you in terms of just an overall view of the Soul Fest. How many years?
Well, right now, Garrett, this is our 24th year.
24 years.
Next year will be 25.
Wow. Hey, that'll be a special one. But this one is special, too. So you have Joe as a part of the entertainment. And I got to mention some local people, because I was very pleased to find out that you have Mike Alexander,
yes,
who is going to be performing. And we all know that Mike, that great song that he has about Take the Guns from Your Sons, very relevant. Sadly, but very relevant. Speak to me about that.
Yes, Mike is going to be here on both nights, Saturday night as well as Sunday on the gospel. I thought that would be something the gospel community to be able to also realize his talents. But Mike also had two sons of his own that were murdered by gun violence. So it touches him personally. And you'll be surprised at the message that he got. You'll be able to feel that. Not just him talking, but yeah, we're very excited about Mike Alexander.
Yeah, DJ Captain.
Yeah, DJ Captain has been around for years also as well. He's a great, great person to have on Soul Fest on the R&B side. We're very pleased with Mr. DJ Captain. He's just all-around guy. Nobody that has ever heard him can deny his talent.
And we also want to mention, besides the headliner, Joe, which a lot of people know if they listen to our station, you know, we're playing a lot of Joe and facts about him. Great, iconic soul singer. The venue that you have at the Peoria Riverfront is transformed really into like a family reunion, because you have vendors there selling all kinds of things. You got food down there. And you were telling me last year this is a time when people from out of town come and reconnect with Peoria.
That is true. They do. They come all over the country, really. Last year, we had somebody from London, England, that came. You know, they just wanted to come to Peoria. Families that lived here before and moved away. I even had relatives came from Ohio and Pennsylvania just for this event. It's like a big family reunion. They all come. Now we can, you know, get not just blacks, but whites are coming also as well. And it's a great feeling for our city. They feel like it's a safe environment. We never had any problems or anything like that, because grandma was there sometimes too.
Right.
Grandma ain't gonna play.
Okay? Right.
Mama might can't say that or dad, but grandma gonna say something. If you get out of line, she gonna check you. But it's been great. It's been a great time for our city and our community. But I would be remiss though. Mayor Ali, which is on my committee, I appointed her years ago when we first started. She was on the committee. But she also made it possible, her and our representative, Jahan Gordon, and tourist dollars that we got. Those three individuals were very helpful in us to helping us to get funding, sponsorship money, because these things cost, you know, and to have it reasonably priced. Now, where can you go see Joe for this price?
Right.
Or a gospel act that we have? We want to keep it, you know, so people can afford to come. And we have sponsorship. So we're really glad. I appreciate our new mayor and the things that she does also as well, and our state representative. And also Dave Kaler was very instrumental too.
Talk to me about the vendors and the food.
Yes. Gospel this time didn't have a lot of, last year we didn't have a lot of vendors because we didn't know if they were going to attend. But we had heard so many people wanted something to eat. They wanted to buy things. So Sunday we'll be also going to have several vendors. Food vendors, they're going to be selling hats, shirts, dresses,
jewelry,
just the on both nights. And they've been pretty happy about it also as well.
Yeah, and I remember some of the vendors from Chicago come down. I mean, you have vendors from all over.
You're right, that's correct.
Yeah. All right, okay, so let's talk about Gospel Fest, because Robert, you want people to represent. We have a number of churches in Peoria. The church community is vibrant, And the entertainment that we have with the Chicago Mass Choir will be here, in addition to some local talent. So, ladies first, Kayla, talk to me about the importance of people supporting Gospel Fest.
Well, the support, the importance of that is just, you know, not only supporting, but making sure that everyone still has that hope and where our hope lies with God, you know, and gospel brings that hope to people, especially with things that's going around, not just in our community, but just around the world. So just supporting some people coming out you don't know, but then just hearing that gospel music, sometimes it does something to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, so the supporting of that is important to make sure you get that hope out there for them.
Milton, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, like she first stated, we do need the hope, and our community is in dire need of some inspiration and hope. And we have the Victory Travelers coming down. We have Chicago Mass Choir. We have Kayla Boyce herself, who's premiering a new single called Still Standing, that will be opening up for the whole event. And I'm just honored that Mr. President Robert Johnson has allowed us the opportunity to do this in our community, to get out here and put gospel music on the forefront and let people know that there's still a way. There's still a way of hope, and there's still a beacon of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, people hopefully know that gospel music, our music, black music, I'm a music teacher, has been a source of inspiration throughout our journey here in this country. Yeah. You know, this is what sustained us. You look at the civil rights movement, and were it not for those spirituals, you know, we would not be where we are, right?
Exactly. That's how I feel. You're right. We grew up on that. That's been our culture from day one, is gospel music. Even when they didn't even have instruments, and you know, they send them hymns, and they sing them together without no music, and because the Lord was really working in their lives. So you're right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the Chicago Mass Choir and Victory Travelers. So I'm originally from Chicago. I'm familiar with the Chicago Mass Choir. You know, they kind of cherry-picked some of the best singers from different churches, or they just kind of found their way into this group and said, hey, let's jam together. And we play some of their music on Sundays here on WPNV. The Victory Travelers, I'm not that familiar with them.
And the Victory Travelers is a young group of males with the, you know, the quartet groups that they have, the older.
Yeah.
Well, this is a younger version.
Okay.
Quartets. They're just quartet groups, and they sing. And I heard them on YouTube, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I wanted to know who they were. So we got a hold of them. We found out who they were through Antoine. I think he gave me some information. And we got a hold of them to see what they were. Because with the genre, see, like me now, we talked about this at our Gospel Fest meeting, the different types of genres of music. Now, I'm old school, okay? I like them old hymns that we used to do growing up. And then these young people want to do some other things where I had some little hesitation, I'm going to be honest with you, is it gospel music or is it R&B music? You know, I got to be able to tell the difference here.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Milton, I'm curious to find out what you think about that, because, there is Christian hip-hop.
See,
And some of the older women in my family, you know, they'll be listening, and it's like, it's Sunday, and they'll hear the song, and the brother will be like, and the beat, da da ba da 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 be da ba ba da be, and they'll be like, okay, is this still gospel, right? But what is that show? I think Kirk Franklin probably was kind of the start, if I'm not mistaken, of bringing in more of that hip hop sound to gospel.
I do believe Kirk Franklin was one of the pioneers for the secular, more contemporary gospel music, but I believe we define gospel music by what is the gospel. And gospel is the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And if the music, regardless of the genre, the tempo, or the words, if that's the message that's reflected in the music, then I would consider it gospel music. Now, today we do have a lot of inspirational music that has no mentions of Jesus, but it's titled or genre under the Christian genre, and I don't agree that it's gospel music. It's inspirational. I have nothing against it, but I believe that the gospel is the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if your music reflects that, then I would consider it gospel.
Regardless if it's got the beat, the hip-hop beat, or whatever. Right, yes, right, sir. Right. Kayla, you agree?
I do definitely agree. And just, you know, with my age group, you know, growing up, I grew up in the Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond, you know, and
Commission.
Yeah, it's just a different sound that comes with it. But it's definitely, you know, it reached me in situations, you know, that I was going through at that time. And I have nothing against, you know, the older gospel music. Sometimes, like my mom said, you have to go back to your roots, you mm-hmm. know, and there's nothing wrong with it. But there's just sometimes with the Kirk Franklin and the Fred Hammond songs, they reach a different generation.
There you go.
With their type of music. So I love it. Like my husband Milton said, you know, see, if you're still talking about the gospel of Jesus, then, you know, I can flow with you. But once you wing off of that, you know, I'm going to have to take a listen to what's actually going on.
Right. And so, Robert, I guess to kind of put the wraps on this part of our conversation, you want people out there to know that you got a spectrum of music that's going to be played. Like you said, Mike Alexander's going to be there. You got the Victory Travelers, the young guys. You got the Chicago Mass Choir. You got Kayla out there singing. Yes. And so it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it is. But I didn't want to forget my seniors, our seniors in the community also. And we went through this with the R&B side too, me and Kyle. But one of the things I did stipulate with the Soul Fest as a whole, particularly on Saturday night, I didn't want some rap groups, some of those rap groups that come into the city and do different things, genres, and with the cursing and the mm-hmm. profanity and talking, you know, calling our women with this B word and all that kind of, even on that side, I wasn't going to allow that either, because we want to make sure we have, and I think some of that music too affects some of our young people.
Yeah.
In terms of our
Yeah, for sure.
I really do. So we wanted to make sure that we, you know, had a good, you know, good genre of music for all people, and to make our city even better. You know?
All right. So we're going to repeat this information a little later in the program, but it is Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, Saturday.
At the Peoria Riverfront, August 5th and 6th. The headliner on Saturday is Joe. And then on Sunday, you have Gospel Fest. Give me some times.
We're going to start at 3:30. That's the time, 3:30 to about 7, or however the Lord moves now.
Okay. On Sunday.
On Sunday. And the gates open, I think, at 5 o'clock in the evening on Saturday.
Okay.
Because there'll be vendors out, you know, also there'll be vendors and music will be playing, and you can still mingle and talk and eat, get food.
Okay, so let me back up. So on Saturday,
yes.
The gates open at 5.
About 5 o'clock, yes.
And then on Sunday, the gates open at 3:30. Okay. Mm-hmm. And for tickets, people could go to peoriaparks.org. They can get them at the Proctor Center.
Proctor Center, Noble Center at the Proctor Center headquarters on Lake Street also as well, or they can go online. At the door, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, though.
All right. What's a successful event in your view in terms of attendance? What would you like to see, and what would you all like to see?
Well, gospel, if I can get at least 1,500, 2,000 people, we're good. You know, Joe, well, I'm not really that concerned about Joe this year. We were able to step it up a little bit to get a higher, you know, end act,
right.
which we did. But from what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, and the ticket sales are really there on the R&B side. The gospel community is what I'm concerned about, the church folks mm-hmm. supporting it and getting it involved. So I think we're going to be revamped. The Lord has brought a nice couple in our lives to help charities, you know, cause like I said, I want to leadership, you know, you have to, our young people has to be brought in and taught and raised up also to become future leaders.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we, you know, look at you, I don't know, what are you, 28, 29?
Yeah, right.
But anyway, that's all. But
yeah. Milton, what's successful to you?
In the sense of community, just people coming together, enjoying each other, opportunity for vendors where you could go on SoulFestPeoria.com, and I'm just honored that the Park District has allowed a time for us to come together as a community. And I want to interject too, Church of Peoria Choir, hosted by Justin Graham, will be performing Sunday as well. And just come out as a community, support each other, and have a good time. And let's enjoy the 309.
And Kayla?
I mean, they both just hit it on the nose with everything. I've always looked forward to the Gospel Fest and Soul Fest every year, regardless if I was a part or not. It was just something that I knew that everybody can come together in the community. We just have to learn, especially on the gospel side, to support each other. Regardless if you're performing or you're not performing, you know, or if you have a table for a vendor, if you don't, we just have to learn to support each other with everything that's going on.
We want to remind our listeners, this is The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare, and we have a full house in our studio today. Robert Johnson, president of the Peoria Park District Board and the czar of Soul Fest, and Milton and Kayla Boyce, who are an outstanding couple, to talk about this weekend coming up, Soul Fest and Gospel Fest, really pushing Gospel Fest. So, Kayla and Milton, let's talk about your journey and Kayla's new song, because you have a production studio that you're launching, yes, and you have a new single that you're promoting.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, again, ladies first, let's talk about your new single. What's the inspiration behind it?
Oh, the inspiration. So my new single, the title's called Still Standing. And the inspiration behind that is just different trials and tests that, you know, you have to go through, not just as a married couple, but as an individual. You know, you have everything, these different obstacles that you have to go through. Just being not just a gospel artist, but sometimes just being like a Black woman, trying to make sure you're being the wife and the mother that you need to be, not to just protect your children, everything. You have the negative side, you know, just everything that you're dealing with. And you just want to let not only the enemy know, but everyone around you that wished on your failure, that wants you to fail, that I'm still standing. Regardless of what everything has been thrown at me, regardless of the negativity, I'm still standing. And it's by the grace of God that I'm doing so. So that's where that came from.
Okay. And now, how can people get the song?
Absolutely. So Still Standing will come out actually the day of Gospel Fest, so August 6th. And they'll be able to get on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, I believe, YouTube. There would be a live recording also the day of the Gospel Fest. So that would be the actual video of the song, which I'm super excited about to actually perform my hit single there. In my hometown. This is awesome. I'm really super, super excited. So you can get that on all platforms. And there's actually, I believe, a discounted price that you can get the... you can actually buy the song now before it's actually going to be out on the 6th.
Going to be released. Yeah. Okay.
Like she said, it's bgpmusicgroupllc.com. You could get on there right now and get the song discounted. But the actual scheduled release date is August 6th. Like she said, she will be doing a live video recording the day of the Gospel Fest. And we're super excited to be able to do this in our home community, hometown. Be able to represent gospel music.
Yeah. Still Standing. What does Still Standing mean to you?
Still Standing means to me, in light of my relationship with God, in light of what we're doing, business, this God-given vision with BGP Music Group, and all the obstacles that we face, we are still standing. Me and Kayla wrote this song at like 2 a.m.
Yes, we did.
And we're super excited. We got Jacob Hampton, a local musician who did the composition. Charles Washington was on the bass, and my cousin Alfonso Wellmaker was on the drums, and they came up with an awesome composition, and Kayla did the vocals. And we're excited to present it to the public August 6th, the day of Gospel Fest, and we're just honored by President Robert Johnson and the Peoria Park District to give us the opportunity to do so.
BGP Music Group. What's BGP?
BGP is actually an acronym for Building God's People, and it's an established local gospel recording studio and industry-level recording studio right here in Peoria, Illinois, where you could come and record studio sessions or you could purchase gospel music.
industry level recording studio. We got to talk about that. So where is this recording studio? Is it completed? Are you still working on it or what?
It is completed. It's 2621 North Sheridan Road in Peoria, Illinois. You could book sessions at bgpmusicgroupllc.com, or you can look us up on Google search, and we're ready to service anybody that's wanting to do music production in the Peoria or surrounding areas.
So, you know, you're here at the Minority Business Development Center.
Yes, sir.
So talk to me about the business journey. What made you decide to do this production company, and how did you start putting the pieces together for it?
Well, I feel like this is a God-given vision. I feel like most of the time our purpose is hidden in our passion, and I've always had a passion for music. Not actually a singer or musician myself, but just the behind-the-scene production part and aspects. And I actually enjoy it. I enjoy facilitating and watching events come to pass and music compositions be created. And I just informed myself. It's still a learning journey. And we have formed the LLC, BGP Music Group. And we're looking to see what it would do.
Okay. So, Kayla, when he came up with this idea, did you say, get out of here, you're nuts? Or, you know, hey, let's go with it? Or was it partly your idea or what?
It was definitely not my idea because as everyone who personally knows me, I love to just be behind the scenes. I would do whatever you need me to do behind the scenes. So being out front was something I'm just really, really not comfortable with. But when how excited he was about this, I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to support you? And, you know, he let me know everything. This actually started in our cousin Alfonso's, like, a side room. We was just listening to music, and Milton, he actually is a freestyle rapper. He can rap right off the dome, just spit anything for you. So don't let him tell you he can't. Don't let him tell you he can't. He can definitely do that. And that's how that started. And it just really just built off top of that. They actually built a booth. That's how the recording part started. They built that, and then we branched from that to actually renting a building and supporting other artists and anyone that's wanting to just record. So it actually, you know, we took some steps and things happened. But Milton knows, and Alfonso will tell you, it took a lot of pulling teeth for me to actually be where I am right now to even sit and talk. But whatever, you know, he's always like, this. I'm like, okay, well, you say God gave this to you. You know, I trust my husband that he's getting this from the Lord, and I'm behind him 100%.
And when you talk about an industry level recording studio, you were telling me before we went on the air about how you do a lot of research on the internet and look at stuff and find out stuff. So you're confident people walk into your place, this is state of the art. You got all the equipment needed to produce a quality recording.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We do. We have Pro Tools and Logic Pro X.
I have no idea what that means, but continue.
It's a recording DAWs that's used. It's, like you said, everything digital when you showed us around the studio here. And you don't need a lot of analog equipment anymore. We have a Apple computer, state-of-the-art mics. We have drums, keyboards, guitar. You come in and you can do a full band session. Inexpensive prices.
Okay. I'm loving it. And the other thing, Kayla was mentioning her music is available on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, etc. You and I were also talking about how if you're a recording artist, the landscape has changed in terms of how you get your product out there. You know, it used to be a time back in the old days with Maze or Earth, Wind & Fire or something, you know, the A&R guys would go to the radio stations and you would get a sample of the record and you would play it. And then if I wanted to buy it, you know, Robert and I would go to a record store or we would go to Best Buy. And so you would either buy the album and then that went away. Then you would buy a CD. Okay, now that's kind of gone away. And now instead of buying the CD, if I want to buy, say, Kayla's song, I go online, maybe to Spotify. I can buy the whole album, or I could buy individual songs. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the process of connecting the consumer with the artist?
Well, now you could get on almost any social media platform and you could follow an artist. Or if you have subscriptions to like YouTube or Apple Music, you could just stream the artist's music and they get cents on a dollar off the streams. People still do use CDs and things of that nature, but it's more so for merchandise at concerts or things of that nature, keepsake. No one really listens to CDs anymore, but it is, it's mostly digital.
Okay, wait. Robert is laughing. He's looking at me because we're kind of like slinking in our chair like, actually, we do listen to CDs.
Right.
But continue.
So it's mostly digital now. You just get on, everything's in your phone. You get right on your phone or in your computer or laptop and you can listen and stream the music that you want to hear. And it's got pros and cons because the pro side is an independent artist could just upload their music and be heard internationally if they have good content. But the downside is an independent artist could get on there and just upload their content. So it's equivalent to if anybody could join the NBA. That's how easy it is to put music on media platforms now. How diluted the organization would be if anybody could come play. So you get the same aspects of music. If anybody could upload, it's hit or miss. You might get some good music. You might get some in the closet production.
So how do you distinguish yourself if you have a good product that you want to get out there? I'm thinking of Aldous Huxley's book, Brave New World, where it's not that you're going to live in a society where they're going to keep information away from you. Mm-hmm. It's that droplet of truth is going to be in this ocean of trivia. So good luck finding it, right? Good luck finding those nuggets because there's so much content out there. I mean, it's the same with television. It used to be when we were growing up, you had ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS. Then later came TBS and TNT and Sports Center. Now you got Hulu and Netflix and some of everything. So how do you distinguish yourself in this ocean of content?
You just gotta have an established audience. We spoke about demographics earlier. You push your content to the people who you think will be interested. And if you have good content, you hope that they will latch on and continue to follow and you get them to subscribe or do email campaigns. And as you continue, consistency is pretty much the key. You have to be consistent and you have to have quality content. In our aspect, we're promoting gospel music. So more so than business is ministry. And our ultimate goal is looking to inform people or inspire people about Jesus Christ and salvation and the gospel. And I feel as long as we're following God's plan, success may not look like it's defined by other people, but as long as souls are being reached and lives are being inspired, then we're doing what we're supposed to do.
All right, well said. BGP Music Group. Milton and Kayla Boyce want you to know Kayla has a new single out, Still Standing. It's available on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and other platforms. And she will be performing that song live at Gospel Fest on Sunday, August 6th. We know about Joe and Soul Fest on August 5th, but we're encouraging people to get out and support those gospel artists and have a good time on Sunday. As Robert mentioned, the gates open at 3:30, and you have the Victory Travelers, you have the Chicago Mass Choir, you have the Church of Peoria Choir that will be performing as well. Okay, we're wrapping up on time. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about? Give me a minute.
I just want to say that in behalf of the PNV, Pierre's Neighborhood Voice, over the years, you have been a great instrument in our community. And I just want to say thank you and your wife.
Thank you. Yes,
for what you have done, not only with the advertising and the forums that you have been very instrumental, your finance classes, your things that you do here at this, in your network of things that you do, has been very helpful to our community. I just want to say we appreciate you and we thank you, and may you have great continued success.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Same thing. I want to thank you, PNV and Peoria Park District, President Robert Johnson, for inviting me in this conversation. I want to thank my wife, Kayla Boyce, for her obedience and accepting her calling as a worship leader. Mm-hmm. And we're just looking forward to an awesome weekend at the River City Gold Soul Fest and Gospel Fest.
And Kayla?
Everything that they just said. Thank you for having me. Thank you to Robert Johnson for allowing me this time, you know, this space to actually perform at the Gospel Fest. It is an honor and a privilege to do so, especially here in my hometown. I'm super excited. So just thank you guys for having me here.
No problem. And you and I kind of go way back.
You
reminded me. Well, what is, as I when I looked at you, it was like, wait, that kid looks familiar. Right?
Yes. I went to Fine Arts School, Peoria High Central, and I did African dancing there, and then I actually accompanied you at the African exhibit at the Peoria Zoo dancing as well.
Wow. See, and I got to go back and look at the pictures. You're making me feel old. But hey, thank you all for coming. Robert Johnson, Milton Boyce, Kayla Boyce. You've been listening to The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare. The Forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on Sunday. You can also catch our podcast if you go to WPNV.org. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead.